Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Business continues to suffer due to members of parliament who keep absenting themselves from the house. Tonight, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Andy Appiah-Kubi, is proposing MPs who fail to show up during proceedings should not be paid. He is lamenting that the minority's continuous boycott of the house each time their leader, Dr. Kesi Alatufosun, is in court is setting a dangerous precedent. The trial of minority leader Dr. Kesi Alatufosun is already taking a toll on the House, on the business of Parliament, as NDC MPs continue to boycott proceedings in solidarity with their leader. Andy Appiah-Kubi, who is worried about the conduct of parliamentarians, says it's high time firmer sanctions are meted against individuals who absent themselves from the House. He spoke in an interview with Faustina Safo News Desk.
It is well known that criminal action is action in persona. When you are before a criminal court, you are the person before the criminal court, not a community. And your action or your offense is not vicariously transferred to another person for which other persons must show up in court. And indeed, Parliament also has its way of doing business. And indeed, if you want to absent yourself from Parliament, there are procedures that you have to follow. And indeed, if you are going to be absent for whatever reason, provisions require that you communicate that to the speaker, who will give you leave to be absent. Is it the case that all of them have communicated to the speaker to be absent for a day that the trial to go on? Is it the case that somebody who you interview said that they must abort the trial? Is it the case that politicians are above the law? Is that what we are saying? Because at the time that they adjourned sitting to 3 p.m., what is the essence of adjourning sitting to 3 p.m. because somebody is in court? Some of us will be in our offices waiting for the speaker to call. What is the essence of adjourning sitting to 3 p.m. because somebody is in court? And we are setting a very, very bad precedent. And that, if we frustrate government business the way we are doing, it means that we are not showing patriotism to the country. We are failing in showing leadership in this country. And how long can we go on with this? But you cannot say that because I'm supposed to appear before court, everybody else must hold on and not go to work. I mean, where can we justify this phenomenon? It is unjustifiable. Let us all begin to realize that we are hurting ourselves. In fact, then if we are not coming to court, I would suggest that then we don't get paid.
Well, the executive director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman, is worried about referring members who absent themselves to the Privileges Committee, where little or no actions are taken. He is recommending firmer sanctions.
I think because of the game of numbers, the minority is using this as a political strategy, because they know this is where it will hurt most. But most importantly, they must show up and work. So which means if indeed their leader has to go to court, perhaps maybe one strategy might be not all of them go to court en masse, or not all of them boycott parliament en masse. This matter cannot be resolved legally alone. Isn't it time for our leaders to sit together and discuss this issue? Otherwise, I mean, this game of numbers is going to continue and it's going to disrupt government business. When it comes to dealing with absenteeism, parliament has failed woefully. And perhaps that's why people can just walk away and come back, because they know that there wouldn't be any consequences. We have to adopt an approach that bites directly, because, you know, the issue of taking members to the Privileges Committee when they absent themselves and so on over the years has not worked. Parliamentarians have failed to look their own in their face and say that on this count, you are guilty and you are expelled from Parliament. Many parliaments recognize that that is not possible. So they adopt the approach where if you don't show up, you don't get paid, or you suffer some of your allowances and so on. Perhaps this is a time parliament might have to think about maybe going this way, as the Honorable Member is suggesting, and it's an approach that I support very strongly.
That's the Executive Director of the African Center for Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Rashid Rahman there. Now, I'm joined in the studio by our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kweku Asante, who has been monitoring Parliament for us all this while. But Kweku, so what has been the... Yesterday, you spoke about the numbers there, that many of them are absent.
Yeah.
Has the case been same today or it has changed?
Well, over the last 1 or 2 years in particular, the attendance in Parliament has really been low. Unless on special occasions, budget, media, budget review, and all those special occasions, you hardly see up to 100 MPs on the floor. Mm. But in particular, since Parliament resumed from its break for this particular meeting, the attendance has been particularly poor. In fact, it was only last week, Tuesday, that the minority announced that whenever their leader was in court, they are going to boycott proceedings. They did the same thing in the last meeting and stopped along the line. And so on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when their leader has been in court, the attendance has been very poor, and the majority side have not been coming in their numbers. Ordinarily, if the minority are not coming in, the majority should be able to bring in their numbers and do business. They have 138 MPs on the floor. But because it is almost always the minority who are always on the majority on the floor, whenever the minority do not come, then the house is really lacking. So yesterday, for instance, when the NDC MP decided that they were going to solidarize with their leader in court, there were not up to 15 members of parliament on the majority side on the floor. Later on, when some of the NDC colleagues joined them, they about 30, 35 of them joined them, the house proceeded to do business, issues of quorum were raised and all that. Today, sitting started a little after 12. A sitting was ordinarily expected to start at 10 a.m. It started over 12 noon. And the numbers in the house was again not up to 20. In fact, at some point today, the NDC MP for Bole Bamboi, Yusuf Suleiman, raised an issue of quorum. They asked us to suspend and try and see if they can get the numbers. But there were some talks behind the scenes. When the House resumed, he abandoned his call for a roll call regarding quorum. So, indeed, if you look at the numbers, particularly since Parliament resumed, there has not been a single day where there have been up to 50 MPs on the floor of the House doing business. And mind you, there are 275 members of Parliament. So where are the members of Parliament? Where are the whips, and how are they getting their numbers through? It's a big question. We've been trying to get some answers, but the answers are not forthcoming, because clearly, if you look at how things are happening, the whips really need to check that their numbers are coming in, their sites are able to get the requisite numbers to do business, especially now that the minority are willing to raise issues of quorum every now and then until this Atoforthin trial is dealt with. And government business is what is struggling, and public business also struggling in the House Breeze.
Quite an interesting happening there in Parliament, where we need members to do business for us, the citizens. We are not getting them. Where are they? Stay with us. And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's connect with Inus Afuseni. He is a former Member of Parliament for Tamale Central and also a former Roads and Highways Minister. Grateful for joining us. Now, did you, when you were in Parliament, did you ever absent yourself without the Speaker's permission?
Oh, no. I mean, if I was recorded absent in Parliament, then it could only be because I was Minister at a point. But when NDC lost in 2016, I made it a point that I was going to be in Parliament almost every day of the
election. So you made it, you know, like a priority that you have to be there. What do you think? Now we are hearing that the absenteeism is deteriorating. What do you think is causing this absenteeism in Parliament?
Absenteeism has been talked to Parliament for a very long time. I can say that since the inception of the Fourth Republic, and all speakers from Justice Annan through to Alajete to Bejilasachi Hughes to the woman, forgotten the former Justice of the Supreme Court of Judicature, and Do Ajahu, all of them have had occasion to Balfour Adu. All of them have had occasion to deprecate the conduct of members of parliament, and especially their attitude towards parliament and their presence in parliament. So absenteeism has been a long-standing issue of parliament. And that is why parliament has at various times considered blocking in as a administrative measure to check absenteeism.
Okay.
We must all understand that representation is very important in the eyes of the Constitution. The 1992 Constitution says that if a member of Parliament is absent without the Speaker's permission for a period of 15 days, that member of Parliament will lose his seat if the Privileges Committee thinks that that member of Parliament absented him or herself without justifiable reason. So that should give you an indication of how the Constitution treats absenteeism. It exerts the maximum of parliament punishment in the absence of justifiable reason.
Why is it that when it's clear that members of parliament have gone against this provision, and they are still allowed to stay, parliament is not able to crack the whip?
In the last parliament, we had a unique opportunity to demonstrate the strength of parliament and the resolve of parliament to deal with the canker. But parliament failed us, failed all of us. I mean, I spoke extensively on that. I thought that the case of the MP for Domi Kovenia was a case that was so clear-cut that the Privileges Committee ought to have come to a conclusion of sorts. I had argued that if for nothing at all, the Privileges Committee was enjoined by the Constitution and the standing orders of Parliament to produce a report for the general consideration of the House and make recommendations thereof. But the Privileges Committee failed all of us in that regard. And that's why we lost that opportunity to demonstrate the sanctity of Parliament and the seriousness that MPs must attach to their work in Parliament.
Mm. Now, if members of your constituency vote for you to represent them in Parliament to work in their interest, and members are not going, how do we check that? Because if I am in my constituency, I'm expecting my MP to work in my interest, but my MP is not going to Parliament where I voted for him to be. How
and
do we check
that? That is why the Constitution says that if your MP is not going to Parliament and has absented him or herself from Parliament for 15 days without justifiable reasons and permission from the Speaker, that MP loses his seat. That's the maximum sentence that you can give to a member of Parliament. So that should give you an indication how the Constitution views absenteeism.
Mm. Who must ensure that is done?
Now, the second thing is that if, because of the way the provision has been structured, MPs and Parliament have read it to mean you must be absent consecutively for 15 days. And so members of parliament can absent themselves for 10 days, 14 days. On the 15th day, they are in parliament. And like the red card, it cancels everything. If they miss three matches, it cancels everything. Or if it's like knockout stage and you are shown a yellow card or a red card, and then you move on to the next stage. It cancels everything. So the members of parliament know that there's a leeway, that if they miss parliament for 14 consecutive sitting days and come to parliament on the 15th day, that 15 days presence cancels all the consequences of absenting himself or herself from parliament for those numbers of days. And so, for me, I think that parliament must put in administrative structures, because the constitution and the provision is just a framework. Mm-hmm. And that framework condemns or looks unfavorably towards the absenteeism in parliament. Mm-hmm. So parliament itself must come out with an administrative structure to complement what the constitution is doing, and make sure that parliamentarians do not exploit the loopholes to absent themselves from parliament and thereby force government business to suffer.
Mm. Grateful, stay with me. Let me bring in Professor Kwabena Safo Kantanka. He is a parliamentary discourse analyst and a research fellow at Odikro. Prof, grateful for joining us. What signal does MPs absenting themselves send to you as an ordinary Ghanaian?
Yeah, hello.
Prof, you're on.
Yes, can you hear me again?
I'm asking, when you hear your member of parliament absented him or herself from the work of parliament, what signal does that send to you?
Well, thank you very much, and let me say good evening to your listeners and to the honourable former member of parliament, Honourable Kuseni, for his input. And I agree with him to a very large extent on everything that he has said. If my MP absents himself from parliament, I should be angry. Let me compare myself. I sit here as a dean of the Faculty of Arts. And then assuming that for 15 consecutive days, nobody sees me in the office. I'm a lecturer. I'm a professor. I teach for 15 days. I don't go to lectures. Every worker in this country, just assume, take for example, any worker in this country doing the same thing. What do you think will happen? Then the country will come to a halt. The MPs are the ones making the laws for us. And if they are doing this, then what do we expect from other workers of this country? I think that is unfair. It is bad. And it is uncalled for, especially what we're seeing today. Look, I think that we've been flogging this issue over and over again, and it's getting old.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is better for us to take new initiatives to see how we can resolve this issue. The laws there are not biting. As the former member of parliament said, Honorable Hussein said, look, if you have 15 days and I come 13 days, I send myself 13 days and then I come on the 14th day, that is cancelled. The law doesn't hold me to anything. In fact, in 2017, when Odikro did the absenteeism report, one of the suggestions that were made was that the 15 days was too high. Okay, if you have 15 days to be able to absent yourself from parliament, that's too high. And so the suggestion was that it should be reduced about 7 days. Laws can be passed. Parliament can do something about it. Look, The Privileges Committee so far, for me, has lost its ability to punish MPs because, of course, all the members are MPs. What are they going to do? Punish each other? Now, remember when the honorable member for MP for Dom Kwabena was absent? At a point in time, the majority said that we want her out of parliament. The minority stood on her behalf and vehemently opposed that suggestion to get out of parliament. So what is happening is that for the MPs, it's about the local parlance is that you scratch my back, I scratch your back. They don't have the strength to punish each other. And therefore, I feel that we need to take a second look at what is happening. If we have to pass legislation, parliament is a lawmaking body, it's a law unto itself. Something can be done about it so that safer punishments can be meted out to those who offend themselves.
Well, but these are the same people who are supposed to enact these laws to ensure that we deal with this. But how can you trust that the same people who have not really used what the law provides already will be able to enact a law that can check them? So really, what is our clear way out of this conundrum?
Now, if we make new laws and say that, for example, we have reduced the number of days from 15 to 7. That is stiffer in terms of checking absenteeism. The 15-day period gives them the opportunity, a very big leeway for them to absent themselves from parliament. But if you have limited number of days, it becomes stiffer. And the checks and balances can be done better than we have it today. So if you absent yourself, if you have 7 days and you absent yourself 6 days, at least you'll be forced to come to parliament. But in the current situation, somebody can be away for about 14 days and so will not have gone against the law. So for me, the law is too loose. The Article 97 is too loose, 97 Clause 3. It is too loose and it gives them that opportunity. But for me, the current thing that is happening, and I'm worried that for a member of parliament is standing trial for an offense, going through the legal processes, and then you have all the minority MPs saying that, well, we are going to support him and therefore we are not going to go to court.
Because they perceive they perceive it to be political prosecution of their leader.
I don't think that is a fair comment. I don't
comment. I'm just saying that is what they've said. That's what they've said. So how do you balance that?
Mm-hmm. I am challenging that statement.
Okay.
It's an unfair statement. We have, if whether it is political persecution or not, it should be determined by the court. The most fundamental thing, the most important thing we have in this country is that we have a legal system. Forget about the weaknesses of the legal system. It is so we have the law. And the so-called defective laws can still work for us to have a functioning country and a functioning society and a functioning government.
Okay.
So if one arm of government is stampeding the other, I don't think that is fair. And so, for example, I'll once again use myself as an example. I sit here as a dean of the Faculty of Arts, University of Cape Coast. I fall foul of the law. I'm standing trial, and all lecturers in UCC say that if you don't release him, you're not going to teach. Would that be fair?
All right. Prof, stay with me. Let me bring in Inos Afuseni again.
I think that is extremely unfair to the people of Ghana.
That's fine. Stay with me. Inos Afuseni, so you've been out of parliament for a while. I mean, looking parliament from where you sit, I mean, what must be the different approach of the House to dealing with issues such as this so that we can have a clear way to deal with these issues?
So one clear way, actually, is for members of parliament sitting together, agreeing that parliament being a full-time job, that it should take the pride of place. and to take the pride of place. These are the processes that we need to put in place to ensure that those who have come to Parliament for reasons other than serving the country through the legislature are not tolerated. So it should be. I know that even in this situation, there is still the political question to answer. If you are a member of Parliament and your constituents feel that you don't represent them, they take a political decision not to send you again.
Mm.
But what we are worried about is that until the 4 years come for the constituents to take that political decision, a lot of damage would have been done, not so, because you will advance the cause of the state in such a way as to meet the promise in the Constitution to deliver prosperity and equality of opportunity to all Ghanaians. And so Parliament as Parliament, because that's an independent autonomous arm of government, should sit down and look at the situation. And like Prof said, because they make the laws to regulate the conduct of persons,
mm-hmm.
and so they are not in any way insulated against or prohibited against making laws to regulate their own conduct. In fact, the law that regulates their own conduct is the standing orders read together with the Constitution, and so and the standing orders condemns absenteeism in Parliament.
Mm. Now, mm-hmm.
There's a broad framework, and that is the problem.
Once you've gone to the standing orders, we understand, and you can confirm that for me, that the new standing orders allow for virtual participation. Is that true?
Well, virtual participation is the in thing, not so.
Mm. So is it in the new standing orders?
Post-COVID, virtual participation is the in thing. And when COVID was there, most of the MPs were allowed to participate remotely. And so it's the in thing.
Okay.
The people work from home these days. I mean, even though there are abuses, but people work from home, and the companies are trying to deal with the abuses.
No, but what I wanted to understand, and if you can clarify, is that this is in the new standing orders that an MP can join virtually, and if so, is that a cure to this absenteeism?
An MP can join virtually, and if an MP joins virtually, he's in Parliament, he's present in Parliament, because he can contribute to debates, he's registered as being in Parliament, and the standing orders will record him as joining the proceedings in Parliament virtually. And so he will not be absent, from with permission or without permission. He will be in Parliament virtually. And so there are rules regulating that.
Okay. Now, there's been some proposals, one from the chairman of the, Andy Appiah Kubi, he is chairman of Foreign Affairs Committee, and also Rashid Rahman agrees with him. Do you also agree to the proposal that, in fact, we should allow MPs who absent themselves to lose their salaries for that day they absented themselves, maybe to check what happens?
Yes, it's a suggestion, and it's one... it's a suggestion that can easily be implemented. So if an MP is absent without permission and there's no justifiable cause why the MP is absent, the days that he's absent is calculated, because we take wages, except that the wages are calculated and paid to us at the end of the month. And so if he absents himself or she absents herself for a number of days, it should be, readily available. The calculation of that number of days should be readily available, and that can let that MP lose the... So it's one way that we can get the MPs to actually sit up. But who says that the MP relies on it, solely on his salary?
So it won't be punitive enough if we should go down.
So that's the thing. So you must find a way that gets the MPs to come.
Okay.
To Parliament. Okay?
Okay.
And I think that one way is to look at the constitutional provision, Article 78.1. Article 78.1 appears to be the problem-causing provision, that MPs who come to Parliament can easily be made ministers. And that sets other MPs on a competitive course, in order to maintain their constituencies. So they leave Parliament going out looking for government contracts and other contracts to be able to sustain their constituencies, because other MPs are better placed and they will judge by their performance. And so one way to cure it is to make really Parliament a legislative arm of government, not a legislative executive arm of government.
Okay. I'm grateful to you for joining us. So that Innos Afuseni, he is a former member of parliament for Tamale Central. You also heard Professor Kwabena Safo Kantanka. He is a parliamentary discourse analyst and research fellow at Odikro. This has been Top Story. Up next here is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante. Good evening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.